More persuasively than any other director, Ingmar Bergman has mapped out the geography of the individual psyche, its secret yearnings, and its susceptibility to memory and desire. So wrote Michiko Kakutani in the New York Times Magazine in 1983. The great Swedish director died today at the age of 89. Bergman made more than 50 films, The Seventh Seal, Wild Strawberries, and The Magician among them. His 1960 film, The Virgin Spring, won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film, as did his film Fanny and Alexander in 1982. Bergman's last work before he retired from filmmaking was Saraban, made for Swedish public television in 2003. It starred his longtime collaborator, the Norwegian actress Liv Ullmann. She starred in many of his films, including Persona, Shame, Face to Face, Cries and Whispers, and Scenes from a Marriage. She had a brief romantic relationship with Bergman, and they had a daughter together. I spoke with Ullmann about Bergman in 1993.
What's the story of how you made your first film, Persona, with Ingmar Bergman, who directed it, and Bibi Andersson, who co-starred with you?
Well, I'd been an actress for many, many years, actually. Then in Norway, 8 years, and I was a leading actress in the National Theatre of Oslo. I'd done many Norwegian and Swedish films at that time, and I met Bibi Andersson on a Swedish film and went to visit her in Stockholm. And on the street we were walking and we met Ingmar Bergman, and like in the books, although it wasn't Lana Turner I was, Ingmar Bergman looked at me and said, "Would you like to do a film with me?" And I thought that was a glib thing to say, and so I just blushed and said yes. And but the film then that he had in mind, where I had a small part, that never happened because he became ill. But while in the hospital, he had kept this image of Bibi and me on the street, and he had seen a photograph of us and struck by our likeness. He was in the hospital and he wrote in a week a film, Persona, based on the likeness between two women. And it turned out to be, a really very special film in film history. Today, many have made films like that, but at that time, it was a first, and it's a classic film.
In Persona, you play an actress who is very depressed, going through like an existential crisis, and you've given up speaking. And Bibi Andersson plays your nurse. There are many scenes in which you're staring into the camera or staring just off into space, and there's just incredible intensity on your face, registering this absence, this feeling of kind of groping for meaning. What were you thinking about during those long scenes in which the camera is just observing your naked face?
Well, I don't really know. I've seen the pictures since then, and I was so young, actually, when I did it. I was 27, and the one thing I did understand was that I was doing Ingmar Bergman, and that's what I continued to do in a lot of the films. And just because he wanted to work with me, he made the role into a woman's role instead of a man's role. I was too young, really, to understand what an existential crisis was. And I was kind of a happy person, and it hadn't occurred to me that one has such crises. And today I understand much more. But I think my luck was that I somehow recognized Bergman and saw it's him I'm portraying. So I watched him, and I did him on camera.
What did you find in his face or in his body that you borrowed for that role?
Oh, this young boy. I saw a picture of him as a schoolboy when he was 11, and you can just see this boy doesn't have many friends, and he has all these pimples, and it's just somebody wanting to come out and say, "Hi, here I am, please see me." And that's what I saw in this grown man who was, 21 years older than me. And I borrowed that. So if you say I'm looking intently into space and all that in Persona, I think I was trying to show this person, you know, wanting to communicate, wanting to be part of the world, but not knowing how to, and then deciding, I'm not going to speak, I'm just going to go into myself and hide from people.
Now, you and Ingmar Bergman became lovers. Was it ever a strain having a lover who was older and was also the boss, the director? I mean, you had, it's sometimes an awkward position to be in, to have the person who you're most intimate with also be the person who's giving you directions.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't like living with Bob Hope. And, you know, when we met for breakfast, tell me about his nightmares, I knew I was going to star in them in his next film. But and actually, we did Persona, and then I only did two films for him while we lived together. The bulk of the work we had done together was after our personal relationship was all over. But those two films, oh, that was no fun, you know. The others, when the day was over, they could go and have fun and be together and so, but I had to go home with the boss, and this was really a boss, you know, in existential crisis. And yeah, that was kind of tough.
So was it more relaxing to act after your relationship with him had ended?
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, he is not as dark as his films seem to say, nor, you know, while we're doing the films, even the dark ones. There is so much laughter and fun working with Ingmar Bergman.
Liv Ullmann, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Liv Ullmann recorded in 1993. Director Ingmar Bergman died today at age 89.